what I mean? This is Funkmaster Flex representing the Big Dog Pitbulls. You know what I mean?
This is Lil' Kim, Big Mama Queen B.
Yeah, this is N.R.E. Nori still on the run eating.
I go by the name of Jermaine Dupri, and I like to keep it like the DJ that you're listening to right now. Nice and nasty. Holla back, people.
Every so often, we have to let the general public know that we can still blow this shit up.
Right, that's the only way I work, Cap.
Beats, knowledge, and flavors, the Hip Hop Chronicles, that mix show designed to keep hip hop alive and keep you informed. I'm Mike Nice. Welcome back to the show. All right, so on the phone, we are privileged to talk to Baltimore's own Lil' Key. How are you, Lil' Key?
What's good, man? Y'all know what it is. Your boy Lil' Key, representing the 410.
Definitely, in a big way, man. We appreciate you out there. Now, I can't front. Well, let me tell the people. If you don't know, Lil' Key has just made it like his debut on television worldwide inside of Jermaine Dupri's Rap Game, which airs every Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Lifetime. And I want to congratulate you on that. And
thank you.
Yeah, not a problem, man. I like to see young people doing major things, and that's a dope thing. I can't front.
It's definitely an honor, you know, like, not too many Baltimore artists make it on TV. Even artists from, like, even there's artists that's mainstream right now that's still trying to get on TV. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, this to be on a television show at that, it's a hit TV show. So it's just like, wow, I'm actually, like, here. So, you know, I got to represent the 410. And then that is a number one ranked TV show in all key demos.
Yes. And then, like, you know, in the past, we've seen, like, once you get on that show, get on a major television show, especially, like, a reality show, and you do real good for yourself, major things happen. So you, like, move really beyond the rap game. This is your shot. This is your chance right here. So I congratulate you on that. How long you been rapping?
I've been rapping for 6 years now. I started at the age of 10. I'm 16 years old now.
Okay.
You know, you just got to grind nonstop, you know, never give up because dreams do come true.
Absolutely. I love to hear that, man. That's so positive. And who are some of your rap influences, like in the game as you were growing up, listening to?
I like the knowledge of Jay-Z and T.I., how they, like, blew it. Like, they just set everything out. You know, I like the energy that Meek Mill delivers. And, like, with lyrically wise, I say Eminem. So, like, those are the people that I look up to because I feel as though Eminem, like, just is on a whole nother level with the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? And then the way that Meek Mills turns up on the track and that shows is just, like, that's me. That's all me on the track. And then how JB and T.I. fit that real knowledge, what you really can feel and what people really want to hear. You know, so I take something from them all. You know, it's just all of them all together, that's how I feel as though that's a little key.
That's dope. Congratulations, man. That's a lot of knowledge right there. Now, if what about today's rappers? Do you see any of them, like, you know, I don't see a, and not to downplay or degrade anybody, but I don't see a designer, like, on a Jay-Z level or not even on a Meek Mill level when it comes to rhyming. How do you feel about the new rappers out today?
You know, I think hip-hop, I don't think hip-hop is the same as it was back in the day. You know, I can't really speak on how it was back in the day, but from what I've heard and what I know, you know, like, it's just definitely not the same lyrically-wise. You know, everybody these days just want a catchy beat and a nice hook. Ain't talking about nothing in their verses. That's my main goal, is to bring the lyricism back and just to bring hip-hop back. You know, so what I've researched about the old hip-hop is definitely not the same right now. So that's what Lil' Key is trying to do, bring back that lyricism.
Yeah, we appreciate that. I know I appreciate that. All right, so I don't know if you can talk about stuff like this, so I'll just hop into, well, I was going to ask you, do you have any projects or stuff coming out, any albums or any of your old albums that people could listen to?
Yes, I do. You know, I'm actually working on my album right now, Keep to Success. I mean, Never Settle for Less. Okay. I was thinking of my new song that I just dropped. You can actually go check that one out too, Keep to the City. So my new album that I'm working on right now is Never Settle for Less. Okay. I do have three mixtapes out. One is the Key Mix where I did all remixes, and the other two is My Life Volume 1 and Volume 2. They're on SoundCloud. Also, songs are on YouTube, so I definitely have a lot of material out.
Okay, dope. I like that, man. 6 years, huh? You've been getting it in. I appreciate that. If you just tuned in,
you can find everything at BMORLILKEY. It's BMORELILKEY.
All right. I appreciate that. If you're just tuning in, we're checking out, well, we're talking to Baltimore's own Low Key. And if you didn't know, you need to know now that you can catch him on Jermaine Dupri's Rap Game every Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Lifetime.
Lifetime. Yes,
yeah, yes. Major move, man. All right, so we got to take a quick break. I want to play one of your singles. Which one should I hop into right now?
Love to Hate Me.
What's the name of it?
Love to Hate Me.
Love to Hate Me by Little Keys right here inside the Hip Hop Chronicles. I'm Mike Nice. Don't move. Beats, knowledge, and flavors, the Hip Hop Chronicles, that mix show designed to keep hip hop alive and keep you informed. I'm Mike Nice. Love to Hate Me was the song we just heard by Baltimore's Little Key, who is on the phone. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good, man.
Everything is good, man. I'm glad to have you on the line, man. So proud of you. And you representing the 410, putting the city back on the map in a positive light. I appreciate that. This is a huge, huge, huge move for you. And if you want to know what I'm talking about he is on Jermaine Dupri's Rap Game each and every Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Lifetime. You need to check him out. And if you don't know what the Rap Game is, it's a competition that Jermaine Dupri has for younger artists to see who's ready for the Rap Game. And he kind of helps them develop their style and skill and show them how to get out there and brand themselves. Low Key, let me ask you, how'd you actually get involved with the Rap Game show?
How I got involved with it was they hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
I actually was just grinding. That's all you gotta do is grind nonstop. Mm-hmm. You know, I put my videos up on YouTube and on Instagram, and Jermaine Dupri was reposting them. He started seeing them. So, you know what I'm saying? When he did that, he just was like, yo, this kid right here, he's hungry. So it was just like, man, once he reposted me and followed me, I'm like, all right, I think I got a big shot at this.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they hit us back up like, we want you to be on season 2. So we went with it.
Nice, nice. And then I saw the first episode where you hopped out there and you were the first one to bust that freestyle, and you were so confident. You killed it, man.
Definitely, man, definitely.
That was hot.
Confidence is key. That's one thing that I say. If you want anybody else to believe in you, you have to believe in yourself first.
That's good advice. A lot of older cats need to adhere to. Congratulations. Any crazy stories that you can share that happened, you know, in the first few days or the first few weeks on set?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I learned a few things while I was there. You know, from the first episode, y'all seen that stumble that I had in front of Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's what the Rap Game and the whole experience was about. You know, mm-hmm. learning your weaknesses and learning the strength. So I felt as though that was one of my weaknesses. You know, how to surpass and overcome the struggles that you have. You know, I struggled a little bit again when I was in front of Steve, but mm-hmm. it's all about how you come back. So it's a minor setback for a major comeback.
Nice, and that had to be a heck of an experience, man. You standing in front of Jermaine Dupri, standing in front of Snoop D-O-double-G, and they just hit you like, Ron. That's crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't nervous or anything. You know, we had less than 24 hours to write a rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said that, you know. So it was just like, man, this is definitely it was kind of out of my element a little bit. But you have to adapt to anything.
True indeed. Now let me ask you about the competition. What you feel about the competition? Because for me, looking at it, I see you as being one of the more polished. There's a young lady on there that she understands the game, but she's not as polished as you are. What you think about the competition?
What I think about the competition, you know, it's just everybody. I see everybody is unique in their own type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, not everybody has, like, everybody has their own type of style there. For example, you know, Monty got that West Coast flavor where, like, it's just like a Snoop Dogg style. And then with me, I'm coming real aggressive. And then, like, for example, like, Dela Marie, she come real soft and, like, pretty, like, flawless, you know what I'm saying? So everybody did it in their own type of way, and they had their own style. Nia, she was aggressive as well and had, like, a fast type of style. J.I. was just, he go real fast, like, with a crazy cadence. So everybody delivered in their own way, you know what I'm saying? So people try to compare us a lot and ask who is our biggest competitor, but I feel as though I'm my biggest competitor. When I look into the mirror, nobody defeated me when I was in front of Snoop. I defeated myself at that point. You know what I'm saying? So it's all in how you play things out.
Wow, great answer, man. It sounds like you are ready for the rap game, man. I wish you much success inside the show, and I look forward to hearing your works out there. Whatever y'all need as far as support, make sure you holler at us, because I got you inside the Hip Hop Chronicles. Man, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Baltimore, you're checking us out, you're listening. We're talking to Baltimore's own Lil Key. Catch him on Jermaine Dupri's Rap Game every Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Lifetime. And it's a great show. The kid's got a lot of energy. As you hear, he speaks well and he knows what he wants, so let's support him.
Right. Just make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, which is the Rap Game, 10 o'clock on Lifetime, man. You know what it is. We coming back with force, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Might have set that for a major comeback, so make sure y'all check me out everywhere. DMOREELIOKEY. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Anything you need, Lil Key, holler back at us and we got you, all right?
All right, man, definitely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Not a problem. Thank you. Hold on the line. I want to get something from you, all right?
Okay.
All right. All right, y'all keep it locked. It's the Hip Hop Chronicles. I'm Mike Nice. Don't move.